So we continue tonight actually to finish out this section on Avas Hashem. So we're picking up in section and paragraph Kuf Samech Tes. So that's the Mechaber. V'hinei haderach ha-penimis la'orer es midas ha'ava she'ino teluya b'davar. So remember again, over the last number of shiurim, we have been focusing on two different types of love. There's an ava teluya b'davar, ava she'ino teluya b'davar. Avat libedover is a love that comes from a recognition of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. And remember again, as much as avat libedover, love that is dependent on anything, may not be the purest of loves, but on the other hand, this love is exceptional in that it recognizes the role of the Ribono Shel Olam in every aspect of my life. That's Ava Teluya B'davar. So everything that I have, everything that I do, if I recognize the Yad Hashem, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition this intensifies my love for Hashem. Versus Ava She'ino Teluya B'davar, which we began to discuss last week, which is the type of love that is just a pure love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a love from that stems from the recognition that I am one with the Ribono Shel Olam. I am one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am one with Ribono Shel Olam. I'm one with Torah. We're all one united entity. And when I feel that unity, when I feel that togetherness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's just a love. Not a love that's anchored in anything specific. Not a love that's anchored in any specific thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me or given to me. But just almost like a de facto love. So the Mechaber writes, "V'hinei derech ha'penimis la'ores midas ha'ava she'ino teluya b'davar." So what is the way in which we awaken this ava she'ino teluya b'davar, this love that is dependent on no particular thing? Who ayideh hisboninos v'dibor? I say this comes as a result of contemplation and speech. Reishis ayideh sheyisbonin heitiv b'mahus ha'ava she'ino teluya b'davar. So the first is a contemplation. What does it mean to have a love that is not dependent on anything? Someone could accomplish this by discussing these concepts through Hashem, through parables, or just by contemplation of spiritual matters. Ad asher yisyashu hadvarim heitib machshavto, until the things become well organized in my thought. Ve'emunasu tiyashlema b'kiyum ava she'ina teluya b'davar b'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'kneses Yisrael. So the idea that the Mechaber is saying is the first step in achieving this level of Ava She'ina Teluya B'davar is a contemplation. What does it mean? How do we experience that love? How do we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does this type of love actually exist? What does it mean to be unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one? We have to cogitate and contemplate these things. And it's only through that contemplation creates an awareness. And that awareness is the first step to achieving this love. U'la'achar mikan, yesh es avodas hadibor. After we contemplate these concepts, then we have the dibor, speech. And this, of course, is a very special avodah. I have to search out psukim, verses that speak about the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And also to find psukim that speak about the love from Klal Yisrael to God. So the next step, says the Mechaber, is speaking about this concept. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak about that love? He says to talk about, to recite psukim, that speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us and our love for Him. To contemplate these ideas, but not just a verbal contemplation, to talk about them, that like really what we do every single week in the Shir, to talk about these concepts, to try to analyze them, to try to understand what they are. But this speech is a speech that emanates not from the intellect, but a speech that emanates from the heart. The Yasmid Bekacht Kufa Arucha Obechein Tislahit Nafsho Ma'od La'ahavas Boro. And this combination of this process of, on one hand, going ahead and thinking about Ava She'ina Teluya B'davar, speaking about Ava She'ina Teluya B'davar, these two things combine together to begin this process of cultivating this Ava. Kuf Aleph. Davar zeh tzarech le'asos mitoch shketus, regia u'mitoch chozek pnimi, ve'eslatus pnima daiko. Also, this is very important. So first of all, in order for this process to happen, a person has to be able to carve out quiet time. A person has to be able to carve out time where they can just contemplate these ideas, focus on these ideas. Mitoch shketo, regia, chuzek pnimi, inner strength, hislatus pnimi daikav, lo chitzonius klal, ki hislatus chitzonius, hi hislavus, vahislavus ina bokas bikias emes es mesach hamalim ala neshama. So this is actually quite amazing, that a person has to have an excitement about this, but that excitement, that zeal, that passion has to be something internal. Alarak al yidei hislatus pinimis. Rishfiya rishfeish deko. Efshar lefkoz mechitzas haleiv ha'even ha'malim min chushe ha'nemad lehisgalus. Va'azai kasher adavar na'asim ito shketus pinimis vehislatus pinimis deko kinizkalel. This is very important. You know, what the Mechaber says over here is essentially this ability to reach this level of avas Hashem really requires a person to have inner quietude. You know, it's possible to be passionate about something, but yet still be externally still. A person could have a fire of passion that burns inside, but on the externally, again, I'm quiet. Things are not, there's not an external hislavos. And sometimes, in order to be able to focus and contemplate great things, a person has to still their outside surroundings. A person has to quiet their outside surroundings to be able first to contemplate and then ultimately to speak out these concepts. So this idea of the shkitos, this quiet, and I can't contemplate big things in life if there's constant activity. I can't contemplate big things in life if I'm always on my phone. I can't contemplate big things in life if I'm always texting or messaging or this, that. There has to be shkitos, because without the ability to just put aside everything and just focus on the Ribono Shel Olam, I can never come to that sense of Avas Hashem, that Ava She'ina Teluya B'Dover. But if I'm able to do this, if I'm able to quiet my external life and focus on internal energy, internal commotion, I could break down the barriers that sometimes interrupt between my heart and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is actually quite amazing. So the Mechaber essentially says, and this is really a very dramatic statement, reaching this level of Ava She'ina Teluya B'Davar, reaching this level ultimately again of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a love that's not dependent on something, just a pure love, the love of unity, the love of being together, is only something that could occur if a person is able to take the time to focus on this. If a person is able to think about it, if a person is able to talk about it, talk about the psukim of Klal Yisrael loving Kalish Baruch Hu, Kalish Baruch Hu loving Klal Yisrael, only if I carve out that time do I have the ability to accomplish this. But without that setting aside of time, I can't accomplish anything. Finally, the last paragraph on page Kuf Chaf Hey, Derech Zeh Yidua, so the Mechaber says, what I'm writing over here, ultimately, again, there's no novelty. Says the Mechaber, one thing I could tell you, which is, what I'm describing to you over here has been tested, is tried, and is proven, meaning this works. He says, Ulam kozos b'tnai, Sha'adam yatsiv ma'od ba'avodas Hashem yisbarach ve'ino karov l'dimyon klal. But again, like most things in life, what this ultimately requires of us is to be dedicated to this process, that a person truly wants a kirvas Hashem, a person truly wants a connection, a person truly wants that relationship. Only if that's there, does a person have the ability ultimately to establish this. So let's say, so to bring this section together with this, we really end the section of Avas Hashem. So to bring this, to kind of bring this section together, what we end up finding out is that really there are two different parts in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an Avat Tzluya B'Davar, which as we spoke about before, means a love that is dependent on something, a love that comes about because of a recognition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He gave me X. I love Him because He provided me with Y. I love Him because I see that everything I have in life is because of Him. Now that, I want to be clear, that's a very high level, but, excuse me, but there's something even higher. And that higher level is Ava She'ina Taluya B'Davar. That love that just is, we'll call it the love of unity, the love of togetherness, the love of feeling at one, together, unified with the Ribbono Shalom. How does one accomplish Ava She'ina Taluya B'Davar? So the Mechaber suggests two parts, really three parts. Number one is a person has to think about what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much I desire to have this level. You have to start with the Ratzon. Do I want this level of connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Then a person has to speak about this desire to have this Avas Hashem, this desire to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speak about the Pesukim that speak to this dynamic. But this entire process can only unfold if there is this Shketus, if there is this quiet, if a person is able to silence the other things in life in order to be able to focus on these beautiful loves, on these beautiful initiatives, on this beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoch as we close out this section of Avas Hashem. We should be zoch Emeret Hashem first to reach the level of Ava HaTaluya B'Davar. We should be zoch to see the Ribbono Shel Olam Yad Hashem in everything we have in life, in everything we do, everything we accomplish. Halavai, we should be zoch to be able to at least carve out some time to silence all of the distractions around us. May be zocha mirtz Hashem to years and years of beautiful avas Hashem, but an ava that's an ava she'ena teluyah b'davar. Stop over here, and mirtz Hashem, next week we will begin the section of kirvas Hashem. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.